So we're going to speculate. There have been a number, and I'm going to qualify these as rumors because, like, every different outlet kind of has their own sort of spin on it, but really they're saying it like it might be the way things are going, so we're just going to talk about them. Okay, Nerdy Legion, we went from one of the largest episodes we've done in a long time to one of the smaller ones we've done for a while. This is Comic Talk today. I, of course, am Dustin, bringing you the Comic Talk headlines. This is the news, and here are the things. And real quick, before we get into the news, reminder, the last week of October will likely only see one episode. The entire month of December will likely see only rumor episodes, and there might be a week that gets skipped here and there as well. Well as the last week or 2 weeks of November, as well as the first week or 2 weeks of January, because vacations are happening, news is slowing down in spite of what we've got in the last episode, so on and so forth. So all of that being said, now let's talk about this news. And now we're talking about TV streaming, baby. All right, so TV streaming, there's only two pieces. One of them is super exciting, and one of them is also super exciting. So, well, has the potential to be super exciting. The potentially super exciting thing is Cowboy Bebop goes back into production this week, actually. They are to resume filming after coronavirus shutdown and injuries shutdown and all the other things that have kind of marred the production of this series. They are now going back into production, so hopefully we should see it sometime next year, maybe, hopefully, kind of. So it could be amazing. I do think Cho is going to be a pretty interesting, which could go both ways, a very interesting Spike, but as for the rest of the cast, that it all kind of hinges on Cho. That's what I'm going to say there. That's what I've got on the follow-up pieces, and we have one news piece, and this one's gigantic. And if you haven't heard it already, then thank you very much for ignoring every other news media outlet, including Facebook. But Nick Fury is getting a Disney Plus series. Now, very, very little is known so far about this Disney Plus series, and we're actually going to get into some of the speculation once we hit the rumor mill. But there is going to be a series that is bringing Samuel L. Jackson back to the character. Now, to what degree is Samuel L. Jackson going to be coming back for the series? Who knows? The man is in his 70s at this point. Almost. No, he's in his, I think he's like 71, which is insane to me because my brain can't really handle that. He still looks just like he did in Jackie Brown, but whatever. So Samuel, there's a lot of theories that he could be coming back, and it's just going to be a limited series, much like the Obi-Wan series, or it's going to be him doing voiceover for a younger actor playing the character. Still very, very little is known. Again, we will get into all of the speculation in the rumor mill, but that is all we have for TV streaming. Now let's get into movies, and most of what we have in movies is follow-ups. We do have one brand new news piece that was kind of a surprise to everybody. So first up in follow-ups, we have The Craft, and actually there's a follow-up to this follow-up. This morning, a trailer was posted for the Craft reboot, and also it seems that Amazon has kind of sort of leaked the release date. Video on demand for The Craft will be October 27th, which makes sense. There has not been an official announcement from the production studio about this, but because of where the leak comes from, Amazon, I could not put this down as speculative or as rumor because Amazon. So there you go, October 27th, and go watch the trailer. I need to add the link down in the description. Next in follow-ups, we have a Black Adam casting announcement. Aldis Hodge, right? Yes, Aldis Hodge has been cast as Hawkman. Aldis Hodge was on Leverage, I believe. He's been in a number of other things. He's got a fair amount of nerd cred, and the internet is going crazy because the Hawkman has always been represented as a white man. I am totally behind not regendering or race casting a character. However, Hawkman, a character like Hawkman, much like Doctor Who, I would say the exact same thing. I did say the exact same thing when Jodie Whittaker was announced for Doctor Who, a character that reincarnates reincarnates, a character that can come back as anyone, given that there are so many different people to come back as, it's kind of bizarre that the character has only been represented in one way. So the fact that Aldous Hodge has been cast as such, and the fact that The Rock is totally behind such casting, although he has gotten behind other questionable things recently, the fact that this is his sphere of knowledge and he can get behind Aldous Hodge as this character, I'm going to go with that. I'm totally on board with this guy playing this character, because I want to see this version. I think this is going to be such an interesting version of all of these characters involved that, I just want to see what happens. So I can't get behind all of the outrage. I think it's silly. And not 100%, Hawkman has not 100% been represented as a white man. There are times, granted they were very, very short and probably only a page or two at a time, but we have seen Hawkman reincarnated as other ethnicities. There just haven't been any stories written about him in such times. So there you go. All right. Anyway, we're moving on. Our final piece and follow-ups is Snake Eyes. We got another casting announcement. Storm Shadow has been cast. The actor playing Storm Shadow is, where's his name? Andrew Koji, who, if you have Showtime or Cinemax, the two of them are kind of synonymous in my head. But if you have Cinemax and you've been watching Warrior on Cinemax, it's just now getting into season two. Warrior is significant because it is a series that Bruce Lee had written a treatment for years ago, and they're just now making it. And Andrew Koji is the guy playing the role that Bruce Lee wrote for himself. So that's pretty significant in and of itself. But now he's also been cast as Storm Shadow, or Shadow Storm. Why do I keep... No, I got that right the first time. Storm Shadow. Woo! He has been cast as Storm Shadow, and I'm even more stoked about the potential for this movie. I want this to be solid. I think the G.I. Joe versus Transformer movie is going to be, there's no way that's not going to be ridiculous, but this movie, this is where my childhood is going to be interested. The rest of it's just going to be, oh yeah, look, somebody took their Transformers guys and made them fight with their G.I. Joe guys. But yeah, that's all we have for follow-ups, and I think that's a pretty great follow-up section. Now, for the One Piece in actual news, we got the announcement and trailer for a new Resident Evil movie, and it's going to be on Netflix, and it's going to be animated, and I'm going to do a reaction video for it, so I didn't watch it. I apologize. But this came kind of out of nowhere. There was briefly a rumor that such thing might happen. So we are seeing a little bit of a shift in Netflix's game plan, if you will. So that kind of opens up more possibilities for some of those other rumors we've been talking about. That being said, that's all we have for movies.
And now, let's get into the rumor.
Rumor mill. We have a whole bunch to talk about on the Nick Fury thing. So we're going to just dive headfirst into Nick Fury. So we're going to speculate. There have been a number, and I'm going to qualify these as rumors because, like, every different outlet kind of has their own sort of spin on it. But really, they're saying it like it might be the way things are going. So we're just going to talk about them. So the first is this Nick Fury series is going to be the quote unquote Nick Fury Files. There was, I believe, a very short comic book run that was called Nick Fury Files, and it is, I haven't read it, so I'm not familiar with exactly what it is, but from what I have gleaned, it is a recounting of all of the stories that he, you know, went through as part of S.H.I.E.L.D., as the man, the face of S.H.I.E.L.D., effectively. So it will be kind of anthological in its retelling. And this is the area where potentially Samuel L. Jackson will be the narrator, and then they will have a younger actor playing Nick Fury, you know, early days Nick Fury, or Nick Fury when he first got his the clout inside of S.H.I.E.L.D. and he got that promotion that put him on in charge of a whole bunch of stuff. You know, all of these different things very well could be different actors each episode. So who knows? But that's only one theory. The next theory is that it's going to be the S.W.O.R.D. series that we have been hearing rumors about. This is equally as possible, though it also does require Samuel L. Jackson to be in a much more active role in the series. So again, being as he is in his 70s, keep that in mind, because that's going to factor into our likelihood percentages at the end of this. And then the other rumor is that this could also be the Secret Invasion series that we've been hearing about. There is the off chance that there is going to be some sort of meshing of some combination of these three theories. Most of the people who have been joining any of them have been joining the sword idea and the Secret Invasion idea. And then we've heard rumors that the sword and secret sword series will be leading up to a Secret Invasion series or movie, and that somehow they're going to change the Skrulls from the comic books, the role that the Skrulls played, over to the Brood. Just a whole bunch of crazy rumors. And then we have other rumors we're going to talk about in the series. But first, let's talk about these ones that directly involve Samuel L. Jackson. So the first rumor that this is going to be the Tales of Fury, the Nick Fury Tales, whatever they're going to call it. I think this one is honestly the most likely. I'm going 50-50. No, I'm going 60% likelihood that this is the direction they're going to take this, just because it makes the most sense, considering it's very likely going to be a limited series, and it very likely Samuel L. Jackson will not be in the physical condition to do the things that he needs to do on screen. So that's my vote. The other two, we're going to go sword first. This is the sword series. There is a possibility that we can spin this into a sword story. So I think that's the second most, well, I don't know. There's equal chances for sword and Secret Invasion, I think. But we're going to go about 30% for sword. And then for Secret Invasion, I'm giving that one a 30% as well. I think they're both equally as likely. I don't know if they're going to mesh those two. I think one will lead into the other, but I don't think that they will be part of the same thing. So that is that. And then the other rumors we have around the Nick Fury series, and this one is actually a number of casting choices that we have rumored. First, we have Cameron Monaghan, Nicholas Holt, Catherine Winnick, all have been rumored to be part of this series. There are other actors who have been rumored to be attached to this. Those are even less likely, I think, than these three. Cameron Monaghan is about to be jobless, so I think, yeah, sure, 50-50 on Cameron Monaghan. Nicholas Holt, and also they're saying that he's going to be an immortal that's going to also show up in Doctor Strange. I don't think that's going to happen, but 50-50% chance that Cameron Monaghan will be in the Nick Fury series. Sure, he's a great little actor. I really dig that kid. Nicholas Holt, I don't think he's going to be in this. 10% likelihood there. And then we're looking at Catherine Winnick. I'm giving this one a 50-50 as well, just because there's no reason to believe one way or the other, so either way is possible. Our next set of rumors, have to do with Flashpoint. So Flashpoint, this is actually a debunking potentially of the rumor. So we talked about Tom Welling potentially being part of the Flashpoint series or movie rather. And Tom Welling has recently come out and said, no, sorry guys, that's not the way it's going to happen. But there is something to keep in mind. Tom Welling was part of CW's Crisis on Infinite Earths. Yes. Yes, he was. So when asked about his inclusion in that series, he also said, nope, sorry, that's not the way it's going to be. So it still stands to reason that he might be a part of this movie as well. They just haven't offered him yet. Again, it's a matter of the studio is wanting to do a thing. They just haven't approached the guy to do the thing yet. And so the guy is going, no, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. The studio, that doesn't mean the studio doesn't want the thing to happen. So, I'm staying with where I was for Tom Welling. We're moving on. Next, we're talking about Deadman. This is another rumored series for HBO Max that will be J.J. Abrams-led series, because it all leads into the Dark Avengers, which is going to be his big project. I feel like Deadman is a little too obscure and a little difficult to pull off even in comic books for any length of time. So a full series based on this character seems unlikely, though it does lead into J.J. Abrams' big project. So that gives it a little bit more credence. I just can't go 50-50 on this. I'm going to say about 30% that this is going to be a thing that happens. And then Bill and Ted, there is a rumor that we're going to be getting a fourth Bill and Ted movie, and both Alex Winter and Keanu Reeves are on board for the movie. It would be awesome if they found a way to bring all of these characters back and some of the new ones that they introduced in the third movie. I think that would be fantastic. I don't think it's likely, though. So we're going 15% likelihood that this is going to be the future of Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter. All of that being said, guys, that's our rumor mill. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and subscribe to any and all of the podcasts that we offer on the subject, because there is some quality stuff over there as well. If you want to go deeper into the nerd news, a little bit wider net cast, then you can join me over on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you so much for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.